Can you tell us who's starting in net?
Yeah, Hutch's going tonight.
What do you like about what he's been able to do for you? He's now played in three games in a row.
I came in relief, which is a little different animal, and was solid. But he played a good solid game for us. You know, gave us a chance on the road on back-to-back to wins, which is what you're hoping for, so he deserves to go back in.
Any other changes in that today?
No.
Something you could build off Saturday night in LA?
It was a good, hard hockey game, you know, on both sides. Lots of hitting, lots of banging. Created enough, you know, they generated some too, but they've got some players that do that. But it was just a real good Saturday night hockey game. We'd like to see that played every night. You know, it's going to look different tonight, just different kind of speed on there. Probably won't be as physical. It'll be more energy spent going as fast as you possibly can with San Jose and their speed. But being on you play this team, it's the same mentality. You have to be on the puck because you can't give them time to make plays, but you really have to be above it in the right gap. If you give them 5 feet of ice to then make the next play, you're gonna have a tough night. So our energy's got to be right. We got to skate as hard as we can here tonight.
Have you noticed the absence of Patrick Laine through these last four games?
Sure. And some of it may not even be real. And what I mean by that is when the puck's on Patty's stick, you think there's a chance it's going in every time he shoots it. And no disrespect to any player, and it's true of any team, you don't have that same feel on the bench necessarily when somebody else is shooting the puck. He's just got such a dangerous shot. In terms of five-on-five play, his last four or five games, he really had made a... I think it started when Brian Little went with Brian Little. His game really rounded into being more solid. And then he and Nikolai and Mark, I know they've had big point nights, but they haven't looked like a line that was overly consistent in the other areas of the game, and then they started to look like they're starting to play. They're starting to understand where the puck's going to go. So much of playing well as a line is anticipation of what's going to happen next. You know, that nonverbal communication. And it looked like they were starting to go. So, yeah, you miss a... That's as pretty close to as a top-end game-breaker as there is, right? If he gets enough shots, he's going to score.
You talked the other day about moving the defenseman around and getting lanes open to get the shots through, and you got that one goal from Buff. So did you think, in general, you did it better?
Across the middle of the ice, right? So he's not right at the top when he shot that puck. I thought we did it better. I thought we moved better off our back end. And I think our forwards... I know our forwards positioning in the offensive zone had a whole lot to do with that. You know, they gave our D a little more confidence by being a little bit higher so they could move a little bit more, hang on to the puck a little bit longer, a little safer out, and that opened up some lanes.